The main message by our vice president was that the MDC remains united behind President Tsvangirai, and that we will not allow ZANU-PF to effect a leadership change within our ranks. She also told the people there that they should remain united and prepare for elections, and that these elections are coming very, very soon. There is now new evidence of how this election was stolen, and we are going to present this evidence to the African Union as well as to the international community. She also talked about the International Criminal Court, that is, ZANU-PF wanted Africa to pull out of the criminal court, International Criminal Court, but this dismally failed. We now, by the operation of the Constitution, Zimbabwe is a member of the International Criminal Court, and therefore its leaders are subject to the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court. Those who murdered people, those who abrogated people's fundamental rights have to be brought to book, said our vice president.
We understand she also addressed the issue of corruption.
Yes, she said there is corruption as high as in the judiciary itself, as well as law enforcement. Because, for example, President Mugabe told us that Masimire Mbwa had stolen $6 million United States dollars from the Zimbabwean government. But up to now, no arrests have been made. The police are colluding with him. The commissioner is doing nothing. The attorney general is doing nothing. The corruption starts with the very high-ranking officers in ZANU-PF. She also talked about the issue of electricity and water and the general service delivery. That is, since the government of national unity, things have gone for the worse. Things have gone very, very bad for our people in Zimbabwe.